Wakey, wakey.
Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay Out of You, the podcast where I, Phil, get to watch Kneezy Project for like a long time with my friend Tom. Tom,
woo!
How you doing? I wooed so hard I could hear it from Jeanette's iPad in the other room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just living life.
Just and, living life.
Yeah. I made some buffalo chicken buffalo dip earlier, and it's really good. So I'm going to be munching on that while we watch this show.
Good. Yeah, we got a lot to go, so food is going to be important.
Yeah.
We are watching five, count them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes of the Kneezy Project today.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, yep, I got that too. Yep, mm-hmm. 5.
Yep, yep. Yeah, and we're not going to forget subtitles. It's going to be a good run.
I may be able to remember Tim Kring, but I'm definitely going to forget some fucking subtitles.
So we're going to finish the Kneezy Project. We've decided. It's been decided. Like, we're going to get through it. It's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
That's our plan. And not all today, but
no.
This week, the listener.
I don't think that we don't actually have enough time today to get through it.
Yeah, we wouldn't. Even if we stayed recording for like 10 hours, we wouldn't be done, I don't think.
Well,
10 hours we would get there.
Well, no, there's just not enough time in this day to finish.
Oh, left in the, yeah. I see. Yeah, right. But the day doesn't tick over until you go to sleep and wake up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anna said something, man, my days have been so fucked up lately. She said something a couple days ago that was like, oh, do you work tomorrow? And I was like, I don't know what she fucking said, but it was under the assumption that it was the day before the day that it actually was, you know, because like we were still in that day's kind of like mindset.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. That'll happen. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Logan has been sick. Because of course, but he couldn't go to school. His first day back, but he couldn't go to school because he had a fever over 100 degrees yesterday. But today he's mostly had a normal temperature all day. And then like around 3, his like temperature was like 99 and it hit like 100 and then went back down. And technically it's not considered a fever until it's 100.1. If it had been 0.1 degree higher, I would have to keep him home tomorrow. But as of now, he gets to go to school tomorrow. So I'm excited because he hasn't done that for a while. And, you know, it'll be nice. It'll be nice for him to get back, see his friends. And I want to, you know, be able to go and work. I mean, I don't want to work, but like, you know, like
weird,
there's something like
weird
normal
statement
about working, you know?
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. I got you. Oh man. On Monday, which was yesterday, I, you know, it was my first day back in, I had 9 days off in a row.
Yeah.
Well, 9 days.
How'd you sleep? Did you sleep okay before that last day?
Negative.
Okay. All right.
I did not sleep that day. I had woken up at, I want to say around like 4 or 5 p.m. On Sunday. And then I just stayed up all day until I went to bed last night.
Wow. I don't know how you do that, honestly. But
look, it's, I don't recommend it.
Yeah,
my brain was pretty fucked up by the end of it. And but I was drinking like, OK, so here's the thing. A couple grocery trips ago, I like grabbed some Mio, and because it was like this giant fucking thing of Mio. And but I didn't realize that it's energy Mio. It's
So
I had like been like sucking it down, you know. And I was like, well, at least I have this now that I need it to get through this day. So yeah, I was just filling up my Owala water bottle throughout the day and just fucking pouring this energy Mio into it so that I could get through it.
Yeah. And you managed and then crashed when you got home? Or?
No, I didn't crash when I got home. I actually stayed up until, I think we went to bed at like 2 last night.
Oh my God.
Or this morning.
Fuck. Why? That sounds terrible.
Well,
you got to get sleep. Like, sleep is so important. And like, I know that sometimes you can sleep until when you want, but I don't get that luxury. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, just skin and bend it, you know what I'm saying?
I guess so. It's hard to do at this point, but I, you know, it's fine. It all worked out.
My water bottle free of mold? It is, yeah. So Monday before I left, I was like, I'm definitely going to need this today, you know, with my Mio energy. And so I looked at it and I was like, I'm just going to be safe. And so I took it into the kitchen and washed it. Like, I took the gasket off and I like scrubbed the shit out of it with the, whatever, the
soap and water,
soap and what, but the little bristle thing, you know, it's got like,
oh, like a dish brush.
Yeah. But it's hollow, so you can put soap in it and then you like push it out.
Oh yeah. I love those. Yeah. That's how I used to. Yeah.
This one I don't like so much as the one that we used to have, because like the one that we used to have that just, you know, like the bristles got like fucked up and everything. So we had to throw it away. You like opened it at you like unscrewed the cap on the end of it to put the soap in. This one is where the button is to like push the soap out.
Right.
You lift that up. It's like rubber.
Oh, no. That's,
you lift it up and put the soap in there and then close it. So like the whole time you're holding it, just the slightest movement causes a little bit of soap to seep out of that hole instead of like where it should be coming out of.
Yeah.
So, you know. I don't like it. But
Jeanette got scrub daddies, and ever since she got scrub daddies, I can't go back, because like, you know, it's just so convenient to just be like, oh, I'm scrubbing something and I'm like, it's not coming off. Let me just put it in cold water for a second. Now it scrubs harder. It's so good.
Yeah. 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 Mm. Scrub daddies are fine, but I don't do the dishes very often. That's mainly, I'm not gonna say it's Anna's job, but like she normally does it, right? So
right.
Like whatever she wants to fucking do. But when I do the dishes, I prefer the handle, you know.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You should get a 3D printer and design something to like stick a scrub
your
daddy
scrub
onto.
Daddy in.
Yeah. That probably already exists, done that.
Yeah, they probably already make that. Yeah, you just slap in a new scrub daddy. Jeanette has she has like gloves that she has for doing the dishes, which I think is actually super smart, because like now on the rare occasion I'm the one who does the dishes, it's not often, let me tell you. Like Jeanette does the dishes all the time, but I do find myself like suddenly going like, fuck, I should have my own gloves to do dishes. Like and her gloves aren't gonna be big enough for me, and so I'm just sitting there like a loser with my fingers getting wrinkly, and yeah, it's no good.
Yeah. I don't use gloves. Anna also has gloves, right? And yes, I don't think my hands would fit in them, Anna's hands are tiny. But
yeah.
I just turn the water on and, you know, it's very hot, but I kind of like it. Like maybe in like a sort of masochistic way. And then I wash the dishes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
and if you want to wash the dishes, you have to watch the Kneezy Project with us.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
What we're here to do. We got to get through this.
I don't want to rush us, but we got to rush. Right. We got 5 episodes. So let's get into it.
Let's fucking crank these out.
Where we left it, the girls are in Korea. They've been training for at least 30 days and practicing to do solo performances for JYP. So did we start one or we almost started one on the last episode? Don't remember. I think we almost started one. Like they did like the preview stuff where they were like, it's going to happen. And then it ended. It's going to get good. So we're going to get some actual performances going on, solos. We're going to get to know these girls a little bit better. And then JYP is going to criticize them with things that don't make sense. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. We're going into the first episode, right? Meow.
Let's do it.
Rio with the puffy shoulders. She's going to perform, but she has not performed. And she wanted to do something more mature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It all came back to me now that when I saw her in her outfit. It's pretty good.
It's not bad. She definitely needs to work on her breath control.
Breath control is a little off for parts of it. I think she did well for the most part. And then, but the dance was so understated. I mean, I'm sure that's the choreography, but I was like, I expected so much more from her. He had me going. I was on the edge of my fucking seat, JYP. He's like, have you ever been in a stage like this before? And she's like, no. And he's like, cause like you were all dolled up and you were standing right in the middle. And I'm like, oh, here it comes. Then he's like, and I couldn't tell this was your first time. What? That was a compliment? God damn it, JYP.
Wait, but he said, you don't look awful at all.
Yeah, such a backhanded compliment. Yeah, of course. Like,
I expected you to look terrible, but
her dance was so perfect. Her dance was so perfect, he had nothing to say. And like, again, like, I don't know, like, I expected more from her, but I didn't know the choreography. But like, clearly, she did well. I mean, there you go. She's getting all the compliments. Wow. Compliments don't stop. Who's got to follow this? Wait, but.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. We called that. Yeah. Singing. Mm-hmm. Damn. All those compliments about her dancing and she didn't get a cube. That's crazy.
Is it cube time?
Yeah. They can get a cube from this. Yeah.
Oh.
What? Oh, my God. What if she's terrible? Yeah. He's going in with these huge expectations for no reason.
This is terrible. It must not be good if they're going to set the scene like that, right?
Oh, my God.
Imagine if he told her that when she comes out on stage. He goes, by the way, I expect you to be the best today.
After Tokyo, she went back into the hospital? Holy shit.
Oh, planks.
Yeah, we know all about planks. I like that pitchy is the same in Korean. Or maybe it was Japanese. I don't know. So funny. She looks like she's wearing the most comfortable kigurumi. Doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Solid start.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Get it, Akari. So far, so good.
She sounds a little nervous.
Vibrato's sounding a little like Utada Hikaru. I mean, I thought it was fine.
It was pretty good. It was pretty. I mean, yeah, I don't like, wasn't perfect. Probably not going to be number one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's going to tell her. Fuck.
Why would you do that?
Oh, my God. You haven't changed at all since regionals?
In a good way?
No, I don't think he means that in a good way. He still sees the potential. Okay, he sees the potential. Okay. Oh, Akari, you got to show growth, girl. You got to show growth.
Man, she had such a good start, though. I think she got nervous.
Yeah, that first, 10 seconds, I was impressed. And then, oof.
Yeah.
At least JYP admits that he had unreasonable expectations, and that's why he feels more disappointed. Like, all right, get up there, Mihi. Mihi's having trouble expressing the emotion because she's 15 years old.
Whoa, wait, what?
She's 15. This girl's 15. So she's having trouble expressing the emotion of a song about missing a lover and heartache.
That's crazy to me.
I know.
Shut up, JYP.
You can't help it. Listen to this.
It is really good. Does she do this professionally?
I mean, I mean, she's training to. Go get your cube, Mihi. You earned it. She got the first cube.
Yeah. And she fucking earned that shit.
Hell yeah.
God damn.
Who's next? Ayaka. She learned Korean?
I don't know what that was, but it wasn't good.
Yeah. Was she humming? I don't get it.
What's with this other voice?
There's an interpreter in the room.
Oh.
Speaking into Japanese. Like, she's speaking Korean.
Right.
And then he's translating into Japanese. Normally, they cut out, like, frequently when they're having conversations. Like, somebody will speak in Korean, and then they'll have an interpreter, and then... But they just cut that out, and they show the speaking and then the answer. So, like, JYP might speak someone in Korean, and then they'll answer in Japanese, but it's not necessarily because they understood the Korean.
Right.
It's, like, rough, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I think she probably focused a lot on the choreography and neglected the singing.
I mean, it's cute. Like, I think she's pulling off the vibe right. So I think if she gets the vibe right, like, she's okay.
Oh my God. Oh,
Jesus. This fucking guy. Every time with this JYP. See, that's the thing, is that he's judging them all on different scales. Like, he's like, oh, well, you were, like, the worst, but you had good star potential. So, like, let's see how it went. So, like, from that standpoint, like, she improved a lot.
Oh, but
no. Some positivity. Okay. All right. Others might not see it. But as far as I'm concerned, you look like somebody who puts in a lot of effort. Man, the backhand of compliments never leave. Oh, Nina. Nina Hillman.
Nina.
Sporting the all-black outfit. Nina is the youngest in Neezy Project.
She does not look the youngest.
I know.
Yeah, that's a tough song.
I don't know the song.
Interesting pick. Well, I'm just from hearing... I don't know it either. Yeah. Just from hearing
hearing that, like, part? Yeah. Damn. It's all over the place, yeah.
It's gonna be tough. God damn.
Fuck. No, she rocks, dude. Like, I think she nailed the expression, the emotion. I think she did everything. So whatever the JYP has to say, fuck him. Unless he's like, she rocks. Fucking JYP, would you stop? Like, well, get the fuck out of here.
Okay, I get it. I think it's fair criticism, right? Like, he's basically being like, I already knew you could sing. Right. You didn't have to prove it to me with the song. Dang.
Man. Me and JYP watched two different performances. She did great. If you're this last girl, right? Like, how strained are you going, like, okay, sorry, she's at that level and she got criticized more than me? Because, again, it's a sliding scale. He's criticizing them based on their baseline. It's right. Crazy.
Yeah, well, I think it's fair.
It is fair, and yet, like, it's like, that's why we can never tell. Like, I thought he was gonna give some praise. Like, I wish I could totally understand him going, like, I thought you were gonna show me something different instead of just singing, but your singing was great. Like,
right,
you know, but he just didn't. Yeah, it's yeah.
Well, okay, so. About the whole, like, yeah, it's a scale, right? And he's and so, like, he can't just put them all on the same baseline and then go from
right.
Because then the people that are already there are exceeding it, like, they're not gonna have any reason to want to improve, you know?
Right. No, it's true. I hate it. She looks so sophisticated. All right, Riku's on now. Yeah, we've moved on. We've heard this song before, Tom.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch the music video, girl? He was in the gym.
Yeah, staring at girls' asses.
Right. He was wearing a fucking tank top with gym shorts. That's a fluffy coat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Two girls singing the same song?
Oh, you know, actually, you know what? Okay. No. Her outfit is perfect because she's not... she's not being the creep at the gym. She's being a player at like a club. Like she's wearing a nice like club outfit. Yeah.
Well, there's like a part in the music video where he's wearing like a blue blazer like that.
Yeah, whatever.
But it's going to be really hard. Like JYP's not going to be able to separate them because they both are doing the same choreography and stuff. Like he's going to judge them against each other. He doesn't have a choice.
Her trainer is very pretty. Why isn't she trying out for this?
She's an adult.
My dad's not a phone.
Oh, yeah. She's got that montage music. Get it, Riku. Please.
No.
Oh, God. No, no. No, JYP, no. You cannot.
He's so into it. I don't like that.
I hate it. I hate it. Now, objectively, she's done pretty well.
Oh, yes. For sure.
She killed it. Like, right. Her singing was great. Her breath control was awesome. Like, awesome.
Okay. That's kind of a backhanded compliment also. Like,
for someone who's been training for a month, that's all I could expect. Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, God. JYP's face. I will choose to interpret that he was just excited that she performed his choreography well and leave it there. But I'll tell you, I started watching that documentary about Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. I saw some clips of that on TikTok earlier and it's like a morbid curiosity to watch that, you know, like I don't really want to, but like I also kind of do.
Yeah, no, it's a problem. Yes, Riku, yeah, we should focus on you. You did great. You expressed it well. You were a playboy, I guess, according to JYP. She's getting a cube.
Oh, shit.
Get up there. Woo! Hell yeah.
Oh,
Riku gets a cube.
Okay. Did the other girl that is going to do this already go, or have we yet to see her?
No, she hasn't gotten yet. Ooh. We have yet to see the other person. Imagine if she doesn't get a cube. Oh my God. The drama. Who's next?
The R in Riku stands for Riz. She's the Rizzler. Can Riku make it to the top? She is the top. God damn it. Well... except for that other girl with the gold dress.
Mihi?
Earlier. Yeah,
Mihi. Okay, this is Yuna. She's another trainee.
Ew, don't say that. I don't like the words that
the leggings
says.
That are at... Oh, I thought you were going to say the leggings at two different heights. But yeah. She's been a JYP trainee for 3 years. Oh, shit. Yuna's losing her voice.
She sounds nervous. Like, it's good, but she sounds nervous. You know? Oh, she just needs confidence.
Yikes.
She did the Kit Harington wink at the end.
Oh, my God. Everything was wrong. Sorry, Yuna. Wow. I mean, what the fuck do you want from her, JYP? You told her the whole Tokyo trip that she needs to be more relaxed and having fun on stage. She wants to see your personality come through because that matters more than the technique. And then here he clearly had fun on the stage, was relaxed, but her voice wasn't up to snuff. And now he's like, you know what? Why don't we back off that relaxed part and focus on your technique again? Like, okay. Although honestly, like I think he doesn't know how to help her. She's been a trainee for 3 years. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this song.
Oh, yeah.
I play this song a lot on the JYP rhythm game. JYP couldn't spot any weaknesses in this performance because he was too enthralled by the acting.
What's what's this one's name?
It's something.
Okay.
I don't remember. And I was Maya. It's Maya. It's Maya. Her name is Maya.
Yes.
I knew that the whole time. Her name is Maya. Maya. Yeah, it's Maya, obviously. I was thinking about that the whole time because I was just like, Nick, can I tell you, when Jeanette and I first watched this and we were like looking back on the episodes and we were like, oh yeah, the girl who did the, and I was like, the dance where it looked like she was waving away a fart. It was this performance. She does this kind of like wave with her hands right by her hips as she turns.
Can
JYP gives Maya an A+. Come get a cube. Come get a cube. Yeah, Maya gets a cube. She's the next Neezy star. Surprised you didn't know that.
Hell yeah.
Tom, this is Mayuka. We're not going to forget this time.
Okay.
JYP has high hopes for her. What the fuck is on that shirt? It's just like a little girl with a lollipop. Okay. Yeah. At first, I thought it was like an Olsen twin, you know, as a child. When you were on the stage. Uh-huh. You look like you were out of place. Ah, fuck. Ah, God, I thought he was going for a compliment. Okay, so he thinks she still considers herself an amateur. But he knows she can be better, right? Also, can we just... What the fuck is up with JYP's hair? Like, the left half of his head looks like it's styled, and the rest is just flat, like he just got out of bed.
Does he ever make sense?
No.
So.
No. I guess part of me then goes like, okay, all right. So for her, he said, yeah, singing and dancing were fine, but not big enough because you weren't confident and it was visible on stage, right? But like, at what point during the process does a trainer say like, hey, like this is a problem? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or do they just say, oh, this is going to be some great drama for the show. We're just going to let this fly. Because like, they've been at JYP for a long time. They can see. They know. And I guess they probably have to train all of the girls. They don't have time to just like spend one-on-one with one person.
Yeah.
Shit. What's her name? Momoka? Yeah, Momoka. Okay. Whew, that was tough for me because I read the katakana, but it's been a while since I've been practicing, and I was like, ooh, is it? Oh, I love BDZ. BDZ's great. Oh, English is not strong. I don't think he'll hold that against her, but I will.
Not great, IMO.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not great, but it was cute. I mean, she did okay. Yeah. It's a problem going immediately after Mayuka, who got criticized for not being professional and then also not being very professional because she's like the least experienced person. Like, because of course he's already got the thought in his head, you know. In your next performance, I want you to be less like an amateur. Ooh. Oh, so she's the other one, Tom. Who's your mama?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit. She said, Riku, she's not a woman. She's a girl.
Wow.
Okay. She was the one who he called fat in Japan. She's the one who was like in a group in Japan. Uh-huh. Like she performed with a group. They broke up. And she was like, maybe I'll try to go to this audition. It's kind of like my last shot at breaking back in.
Right.
And he was like, you're a little fat, though.
Right.
Got to lose some weight. Yikes. But she is older because of that. So maybe that's why she feels more like a lady. By the way, more like a woman. And she's 18. So.
Not great.
Not great. Not great. She was a debut idol.
Ish.
What? Okay. All right, Lydia, you gotta work hard. Jesus. Ooh. I was about to say, oh, I think everybody's gone, but Mako hasn't gone yet. So, is that Winnie the Pooh trying to figure out who the blurred bear is?
The shirt's a little small, but potentially.
Damn, are we going to get the rankings in this episode? I think she did great.
Mm-hmm.
Hima killed it. I don't know the song.
So here's my thing.
Okay.
she wants to be a rapper, I think, but but her rapping style is very like dry and whiny is really the only way that I can think of to describe it.
Yeah. No, I get that. Her tone.
Right. I thought she sang well and like her performance was good, but like her rapping is just, she's got to do something else with it.
No cube yet, but she expressed her color. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh,
I need you to know that she's 19.
I love Mako. Why do you need me to know?
No, that? I just look. Listen.
Is it going to be seductive?
Listen. She's 19 years old.
I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying it is acceptable for me to find her attractive or it is not?
No, listen. She's 19 years old. I'm just saying.
Explain
just,
yourself.
Listen, Phil. she just said what she's performing.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah. I think she need yeah. Okay. Yeah, she needs to be 19 to perform.
Yeah, this song. I know. That's what I'm saying. She's performing 24 hours by Sued Me. I mean,
right?
She's 19. Right. She's 19. A JYP concert. The trainee's got to go to his concert.
Do you think they wanted to do that, or maybe?
like all of the JYP artists go to at least one of his shows when he is performing so that like they can support him. So, but it usually becomes like such a meme for everyone involved. I'm sorry. What happened to Mako?
What do you mean?
We were learning about her practice and now JYP concert.
He never cracked on the high notes. He performed really well. Like he's got like 40 years of experience.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
But I mean, not that experience.
JYP is such an inspiration
during the Dreams performance, whatever the name of that song is.
Mm.
Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Sweet Dreams performance. All right, here we go. Whew.
She is amazing. And yeah. I would be very surprised if she doesn't make it to the group.
Well, prepare yourself, okay?
Don't say that. I know she makes it. She's got to make it. There's no. All right. I wanna just like lock this in right now. She's my bias, okay?
Oh, so, okay. All so right.
She better not turn out to be a fucking Woojin. I swear to God. Was that? That must have been part of the dance, right? The original dance, that cartwheel thing.
The cartwheel isn't, because in that part of the original choreography, she has a male dancer who's dancing with her that lifts her in the air and does a twirl. So that's original.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It is. She's getting her cube. She earned it. Goddamn right.
Mako better fucking make it. I swear.
Yeah, she's good.
I need to know right now. Give me the spoiler. She makes it, right?
What do you mean? How you expect me to spoil that for you?
Yes.
No, sorry, I can't do it. I've been told I can't, so I gotta listen to the people who listen to this podcast, you know?
And not your best friend?
Look, if I held it together for all of the Stray Kids survival show.
I don't think I should have anything to worry about. Unless she like, I don't know. No, I'm not going to jinx it. She makes it. Who am I kidding? Even if she like weren't a good singer or dancer or anything, even if she didn't kill it, she's just cool. She's got that she's got fucking riz, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mako's number one. Like, just go ahead and we know that already. So,
you think she's going to be number one and not Mihi? And I, look, I'm not tainting, I'm not no, trying no, no, to taint no, no, your no, thoughts yeah, here. No, right. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah, because, right, I kind of have like a little bit of recency bias right now. But
right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mihi was very good, but she didn't do, you know, she kind of B2B'd that. performance, whereas Mako did not.
Okay, fair, fair.
Final rankings. Here we go.
What a fucking weirdo. Come on.
Backhanded compliment. Fourth is Maya. Okay, Maya's fourth. Right. Yeah.
Makes sense. Cool. Yeah. Got that. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Taemin's dancer.
Hey, there you go.
I found her name. I think it's Suzy Hong.
If you say so. Third, Mako. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
I thought he said Mako. I was like, what?
No. Riku.
I agree with this as well.
Get it, Riku. First place. They're going to skip second because that gets revealed, you know?
Right. But yeah, just by nature of first being revealed after. Mm-hmm.
All right. Who's going to be? Who's going to be?
Yes. He's going to say exactly what I'm thinking, right? Is that Mihi did really well, but she just kind of sat there. Whereas Mako did really well and was fucking insane with the dance moves. Okay, stop using cryptic words and just fucking say it already, JYP. God damn it.
What was the difference? Was the difference that she shook her booty at you? First place is... I'm on the edge of my seat.
What? Excuse you, JYP.
Oh, me.
What?
Me.
I mean, I'm happy number for her. One. Don't get me wrong. But really...
I mean, second is pretty good for Mako, who also plays first in, like, everything else.
Mako doesn't deserve pretty good. She deserves the best.
Okay, who else? Additional cubes will be granted. Ima. Oh, yeah. Okay, of course. Yes, another trainee. Let's get that trainee in there.
I agree, though, with his assessment of her, because I feel like mainly she's been trying to, like, focus on her rapping, which... I think she should be doing other things, which she did tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Leo, she ranked sixth. Nice. Nina, hey, there you go. Seventh isn't bad. I think JYP just can't get rid of her vocals. Like, he literally said, like, man, do you know what I could do with your vocals? Like, back in Japan, he was like, woof. She got the highest mark for personality. Wow. Ayaka... There you go. Akari's 13th. Yikes.
Which one is she?
She's the one who was sick at the or was in the hospital before the training, and then she got her tonsils out before going to Korea. She's having a hard time.
Yeah. How old is she?
I don't know. Most of the time I just have to Google. Oh, that's the end. Okay, that's just the end. All right. And that's like it. We're done.
Well, the reason that I ask is because, like, I don't. She's probably still pretty young, right? Like, even if she doesn't,
she's got here, time.
Yeah. She could. Yeah, she's got more opportunities.
I think that's true for many of the people,
right?
Maybe not Lydia, the one who was like already debuted, then undebuted, then tried to go for this show as her last resort. She may be at the end of her journey, but you know, everybody else. I mean, that's probably not even true, right? Like, people, you don't. Anyway, you don't have to be like young to be a star, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah.
I guess. What are you trying to say?
It's not too late for me.
Yeah.
I could go be a star.
Yeah.
I'm a young, strapping lad.
Who was that woman that, like, went on American Idol or whatever when she was, like, old?
I don't know. I don't know which one you're talking about. You talking about Susan Boyle?
Yeah.
That was Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, whatever. Fuck, I don't give a shit which one it was. It was
one of those.
But I
knew
what
you were talking about. So. Yeah. Yeah, Simon Cowell's on both shows, so it's anyway. Yeah, and JYP is the Simon Cowell of Korea.
Yeah,
I don't think that's true. I'm not sure it's actually true, mostly because I mean the backhand compliments. Sure,
I like, actually think, I actually think that JYP is nicer than Simon Cowell.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, that's
like,
fair. That's
totally.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he says harsh, but like actually constructive things. Whereas like Simon's like, yeah, I think you're ugly. And I don't think that's ever going to change. So,
well, JYP did call this girl fat. So
yeah, but he didn't say, yeah, you're fat. So you're not going to be a star. Whereas like, I could totally see Simon Cowell saying something like that.
Wow.
I think
I don't know. I think I only ever watched like the first season of American Idol. So I was like roughly aware of his existence. And also the thing about Simon Cowell is I didn't know why he was there or if he was famous for anything.
Right.
Other than he was a guy. That was my thing.
Exactly.
Like I was like, who is this guy? He's just being a jerk, like for no reason.
Right.
But he is like a music producer, I guess. I don't know. Okay. So they say.
So I don't care.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what they say.
I think there's okay. So he's a music producer. That doesn't make him a performing expert. Right?
It doesn't make him a
good guy. Yeah, good guy. Wow.
Yeah, he's not. JYP said a lot of things today. I feel good. We finished all of the solo performances. There will be group performances. So that's going to be interesting.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
That makes sense. They should be learning how to perform in a group as well.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, for sure.
But
well, they will be in a group.
Does he judge them separately during this time?
It's going to be just like the kind of because they're still going to rank them.
Right, that's what I meant.
But they did rankings even during the boot camp in Tokyo when they did groups.
Right. Yeah. So true, bestie. I forgot about
so that. True, bestie. Yeah. And if you want to be judged in groups by us, you should go to makestay.com and you can come along with our Neezy journey. I'm excited to see where we're going. I mean, it's going to be good. Tom is now a full-on Mako bias. He's on this train to the very end, even if she doesn't make the group. So,
can't
wait.
She makes the group. But if she doesn't, for whatever stupid reason, I will go find her solo project or whatever and just start following that instead of whatever the fucking Neezy project ends up being, which will obviously be worthless without her. So that's what I'll do.
I'll tell you what, if she makes the group, I will try to get you a photo card.
Okay.
But only if. Oh, this is going to be a great journey. This is going to be a good week, Tom.
I'm just going to Google it.
No, don't Google it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Look, you're not going to have to wait a long time to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to be watching all these episodes like pretty quick.
We're doing this all week. And if you want to be here during this week, it's too late because all these episodes will air later.
That's right. I'll be editing them together and I'll make a Stay Out of You podcast. Thank you. You're welcome.
What?
I put it out there. What?
Yeah. Well, if you want to be here for the next, it'll probably be, maybe by the time this episode is out, what we are doing here is kind of getting a backlog going so that, we can take a little breather and get ready for, the big epic Skiz drop. Whenever that is, right?
Yeah, the big Skiz drop. That's what they call it.
Yeah, that's what
the
I'm,
next comeback.
That's what I'm called. I don't give a shit.
You know, I'll tell you this here called, a little bit. Listen,
it's just
listen.
More. It's more Stray Kids.
For all the people who made it this far into this episode, Stray Kids announced they listen. Tom, listen to me.
I'm listening.
They are headlining Lollapalooza in Chicago this year.
Oh. That sounds,
just saying,
that sounds very nice.
It's very close to you.
Yes, that
you don't have to go.
I'm
but
not gonna,
I'm just saying,
I'm not gonna go.
You're gonna be, listen, they're gonna be in the same city area as you.
Oh, so you're saying like if I go downtown, I might run into
you. Could
them.
Meet up with Christopher.
And I could be like, Christopher.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just you shoot him a message.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, I saw you're gonna be in Chicago. Like, let's catch up.
Yeah.
Let's get together. Like, come on.
We'll have a few beers. Have a laugh.
Have a laugh. And if you want to have a laugh, come you should go to makeastay.com. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to go to bed. So good night. Yes. Bye-bye.
You got to play the... Oh, okay, there it is.
I'm doing it. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't just hit stop.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going to hit stop. I'm going to play the... Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You got to go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.